I've actually been wanting to talk to this guy for a while. I've been playing his songs ever since I got here 3 years ago.
That's right.
Yeah, Jay Nez is in the studio with us. Welcome, sir. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you very much, man. Thank you for having me.
First of all, thanks for getting up this early. We always got to thank artists for that.
Yes, sir.
It's like me being up at 11 o'clock at night. It's about the same thing.
Definitely. So,
anyway, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
And many people know you around K-Man, but why don't you tell us a little bit of your history?
Yeah, you've been in the music scene here for a long time.
Quite some time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, man.
Are you from here originally?
Born and raised in the Cayman Islands. Yes, sir.
All right. So how did your interest in music get started?
Started from when I was very young.
Yeah.
Started in the church, started to play drums.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people know me for playing drums. I started to play when I was 7 years old.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir. I'm sure your parents loved that.
Definitely. Definitely. I was, like I said, in the local church drummer boy.
Yeah.
And you're the little drummer boy.
Yeah, little drummer
boy. Just like they sing about in the Christmas carols. Yeah.
Definitely. And then I transferred to, recording around 16, 17 years old.
Oh, that's right. Early. Yeah.
Definitely started doing hip hop and transformed to hip hop from hip hop around a few years in, started to do hip hop, R&B, reggae, just blended my music in, and pretty much is what I am right now.
When you started playing the drums, was that something that came naturally to you? Like you just had the rhythm right away, or was it something you had to work at to get the beat?
Pretty much, it came natural.
Yeah,
I remember my first day playing it. It was in the service, so I was nervous.
Right.
But after, a few times, it came natural to me, and then my love for music. It just grew from there.
Right. Yeah. Well, if you got that rhythm and the feeling right away. I read a lot of music bios because I'm kind of a nerd that way.
Right.
But the drummers are on both sides of the fence. There's some drummers that got started like I had no rhythm at all. And they had to actually really practice on it and work, and then they get it. But then others like you just started off and they got it right away.
Yes, sir.
It's
my
like
practice,
a natural thing.
My practice was mostly church.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, every Sunday.
What other instruments were you playing or do you play?
Just mostly drums.
Really?
Pretty much drums. I can do a little thing with keyboard, but I'm not the greatest keyboard player.
Yeah,
but,
So, Janez, were you always a solo artist, or were you in a band or a group? Or
yeah, I started off with a group named CBR.
Okay.
Back in the days. And then I transformed from CBR to DLS. And then I went as a solo act after that.
Now, but
a lot of initials.
Yes.
Right. But really, I've talked to a lot of artists now who say they've worked with you in one way or another. So
yeah,
it sounds like
you've collabed
with
a lot of people.
You're like the man, though, that's producing a lot of this stuff or coming up with ideas for people, too, aren't you?
Definitely.
Would you see that as your role as well?
Yeah, I became more of a producer, man behind the boards. Because, a lot of people respect my work,
right,
which I sincerely appreciate. And once we collaborate, it just grew from there. So I worked with a lot of artists, I should say, here on the island and overseas as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got to get some names from you as well to bring in here.
Definitely.
That's right. Also, speaking of names, who are some of your influences? Who are the people that, kind of gave you the inspiration to do what you do?
I started off with Cash Money. Cash Money Millionaires was my favorite group with Lil Wayne, Birdman, BG, Turk, just to name a few.
That tells me what era you were like a certain age then, kind of.
Right.
You're getting your musical taste going.
Please,
yeah. It kind of gives it away when you give away a certain art. You're like, who's your foundation? Because for me, for hip-hop, it would be like Wu-Tang Clan and
Definitely,
the early West Coast stuff. Like I was like when hip hop was just getting started. That's how old I am.
Wow,
like with you and you're saying those names. That's like mid 2000s range somewhere.
Yes,
there.
Sir.
Yeah,
but N.W.A. those type of artists too. Mm-hmm. Definitely, there was an influence on my music too as well.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
Rockefeller.
It all builds on everything else, doesn't
it?
Yes. Yeah. So what would you say? Now, you just released A King's Paradise, right?
Sir.
Or when did you put this out?
Well, that was released in 2019.
Was it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, come on.
2019, yes, sir.
So
are you working on some new music now then?
Definitely.
Yeah, so you're always working on something.
Always working. I was up until 2 o'clock this morning working on music.
Really?
Wow.
Definitely.
Wow.
Definitely.
Well, then again, thanks for getting
out. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And when are you releasing new stuff and who are you working with? Can you give anything away, like some of the vocalists? We've talked to so many great new artists here in Cayman, too.
Definitely. Cayman has a lot of great artists here on the island. Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
That's definitely. I'm sure you know that
we
by
know.
Now, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm working with, so far I don't want to disclose, I should say sorry, I'm not confirmed with the date, with the release date as yet. However, I've worked with countless producers, just to name a few. I worked with Major Seven.
Mm-hmm.
He's a international producer. I've worked with Safari, and I've worked also with Chanel from Young Money on this project.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Cool.
On this King's Paradise project.
Well, we hope to do a lot more with the local artist series, and since you know so many people around Cayman, you can get involved with this too, because we want to put on some concerts out here in the parking lot. We want to do all kinds of things with this.
Definitely.
So would you be interested in that, being a part of it?
Yes, sir, for sure.
Absolutely. Okay.
And all your music is available on all streaming platforms. If you
yes,
want to check out Jay Nez's music, that's mm-hmm. Jay and then N-E-Z.
Yes,
or, sorry, I'm
yeah.
Canadian.
Z-Z. Yeah.
Either one.
Yeah. Well, when you drop your new album,
right.
Please let us know. And if also, if you've produced anything for anyone else, because I know you're doing that all the time, too.
Right.
We should hear this track.
Definitely.
Send it our way. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you guys got to hear this artist that we put out.
Definitely.
Want to get it on.
Thank you so much.
Check it out. Jay Nez, our Cayman Local Artist Series. Thank you for coming by today.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It.